Classic Hits, K-Wing 106. It is time to talk with Mike Arturi. He is with the Universal Music Center and, of course, the drummer of Love and Spoonful. And this is the second time that you've been back in the studio live for us to talk a little bit about music, which is always fun. And, Mike, we did a minute with Mike where you talked with one of your instructors out at the Universal Music Center. I do believe it was Susan Forsythe, right?
Susan, yes.
And it was interesting because you were talking about practicing. And when you want to play a musical instrument, usually you have to practice to get better at it. But we all know that practicing isn't really the number one thing we look forward to.
It's not the most fun thing in the world. But I feel like it depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
You know, and my thoughts on this whole practicing thing are that, and this is what we kind of share at Universal Music Center, the fact that you have to look at why are you involved in music? You know, why are you trying to play a musical instrument? It's because something music resonates inside of you, you know, and it connects with your heart or your soul or something inside of you
that makes you your feelings.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly, and you're interested in it. You know, so something brought you to the desire to play a musical instrument. And that's the thing that you need to hold on to.
Okay.
Because that feeling
just
never...
Just remember that.
Yeah, and it never goes away. You know, I've been doing this my entire life, you know. And when I get time, you know, and practice my... When I practice my drums, which I still do regularly, I feel like the 10-year-old that learned Wipeout, you know. And I was so excited because I could figure out how to play Wipeout. You know, so... It's still that same feeling is still there. So you have to look at it like playing the instrument, not practicing. You know, practicing, practice connotates repetition and drudgery and work, you know, you know, just this intensity. But if you think of it as playing, you know, and having a connection to your instrument, that changes the whole thing. And really, that's what you're doing. You're playing your instrument. And one thing about music, like anything, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. And it's a connection with your instrument as well. You know, I mean, it's important. Just, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like potato chips, you know. You can't, it's really hard to just
stop
eat
after one,
you know. It's hard to eat just one. So if you pick your guitar up or sit behind your piano or sit behind your drums or pick your horn up or sing, it's really hard to play one note. It's really hard to pick that guitar up and pluck one string and then put it away. You know, you're going to want to do a little bit more, you know, and you're going to want to feel that thing in your hands and you know, have that connection with it and play it. And also, you don't have to, practice doesn't have to be, you know, work and like an hour a day. And if I'm not doing an hour a day, I'm not going to achieve anything. It's really better in the long run to want to have a connection with that instrument and to just pick it up on a regular basis, you know, be that 15 minutes a day, be that 15 minutes today, 2 hours tomorrow,
right?
20 minutes the next day, you know, whatever, you know, just continue to have it in your life and continue to have it in your life for the reason that you first picked it up, which is because something inside you resonates with that instrument and with music and you want to play it. And that's where all that goodness is.
Right. Well, I wish I talked to you when I was like in elementary school and middle school because... Yeah, playing the clarinet, it wasn't very enjoyable just because it was such a, like, I felt like I needed to do it instead of a want to do it.
Right.
But yeah, seeing it as playing an instrument instead of practicing an instrument, I think that just changing your mindset would be great.
Yeah, it makes all the difference. And also, you know, in a school setting like that, you know, maybe they chose you to play clarinet because they were out of drums, you know, or they were out of saxophones or something like that.
No, you know, I picked clarinet because it was the closest thing to the recorder.
Oh, okay. Well, great, yeah.
So, thought it would be easier to learn. But
the thing is, it was probably more of a focus on these scales and all this technical stuff that really, they didn't let you experience the end result, you know, which is playing a song.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And playing a song expressively, not, you know, just rotely repeating notes, you know. So that's my take on practice. And I think you should look at it as playing the instrument and remembering that that's your connection to music and why you want to play it and why you enjoy it.
So I've got one quick question for you before we wrap this up. You said that you still practice the drums.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you practice?
Guitar, okay. Songwriting, piano, all those things.
And which one is the most difficult for you?
Right now, the piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, and right now, sure. I've been so focused on the drums my entire life that I've only picked up the guitar within the past maybe 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
And the piano even less than that. And I'm really trying to learn how to write songs, you know. So that's been, I'm learning these other instruments so I could write songs.
So do you spend the most time practicing the piano then, or do you spend the most time practicing drums?
Well, with the drums, you know, it's so refined for me at this point, you know, that I'll go in there and I don't go in there, you know, I'm going to contradict myself right now about the playing thing, you know, but
yeah, sure.
I don't go play along with records or jam, you know, right. on the drums. I'm going in there to work on a piece or a technique that I need to add to my, you know, my bag of tricks or arsenal of things that
sure.
I can do, you know. So my drumming is a, you know, my forward motion in drumming is a very focused thing that's been refined over many, many, many years, you know, so it's different. I can sit at the piano and enjoy that, you know, and kind of like, that's where I kind of get the sensation of playing, you know, and
sure.
the same with the guitar, you know, I get the sensation of playing. It's like really cool and exciting, you know, to play these chords on the guitar and hear it, you know, to me, you know, so, and this end result of songwriting has been a really exhilarating experience for me too. So that's where most of my, you know, sort of, I'll use the word childlike, but I don't mean it in a remedial
sense.
Sure,
but the joy.
You know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's where that exists most for
sure.
me. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Mike, it's always fun to have you here in the studio. I'm looking forward to you coming back next month, and we'll still have your Minute with Mike's every Friday at 8:45.